here's what happened. There's this girl, and she had this. So this video ended up going viral, but because of the language in it, like, I'm warning you ahead of time, the language is a little salty in the video. TikTok took it down because it violates their TikTok rules. But
you can curse in TikTok.
Huh?
You can curse in TikTok.
There's something about this, the scenario, that they took it down. Oh, anyway, it went viral, and then when they became aware of it, they took it down. So she put it up on YouTube, which is where I got it from. So let me tell you what happened. This girl was dating this guy for about a year or so, and she caught him texting his ex, but not like I text my ex, like, you know, hey, what's up? Did you see this funny thing that I thought you, some funny dog thing? No, like, hey, how you doing? Kind of text. Like, sexy.
Here's a picture of my wiener.
Right, that kind of stuff. So she had her friend Haley text him to, and it's important that you know her name is Haley. She had her friend Haley text him to be like, oh, I think you're so hot. You know, I've kind of had a thing for you. I know that, you know, you and whatever the girl's name is, you know, are sort of like not that serious, but, and she was like totally. That was like their scam, that Haley was going to pretend to be really into him. And he responded like, oh, man, I always thought you were so cute. I had no idea you'd be interested in me. Like, yeah, let's hook up. She's like, yeah, let's hook up. Like, how do we do it? I mean, you live with my girlfriend. Up. Huh?
They set him up.
Well, no, but he was able to be set up. So Haley said, why don't you get a hotel room and, you know, let's hook up. He's like, I'm down. So he gets a hotel room for he and Haley, but instead of Haley showing up, she and her dad show up.
Oh, no.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, how
what's up, motherfucker?
I'm Haley.
I'm Jade. Also your ex-girlfriend.
Got a few things to say to you right now.
Okay.
You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
You don't go back to that house. Ever.
Okay.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Ever.
All right.
Unless you have an appointment.
Okay.
And you better have a f***ing appointment.
All right. Okay.
Understood?
I understand.
Tonight you'll be j*****ed, just so you know. There is no Haley.
Haley's
and
my friend.
And by the way, Haley is her friend. You f*** up. Ahead.
Oh, look at that carpet. Not even a good hotel.
It's a cheesy hotel. He can't afford very much.
Oh.
Yeah. So there's something about that video that was, I guess, against TikTok rules. I had to take it down. So it's up on YouTube right now.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing. So you think a girl, a hot girl named Haley, he doesn't know that Haley and Jade are friends. So a hot girl named Haley is coming to hook up with you. And you wear a North Face hoodie and a baseball cap. Like, that's your move? That's your move in a hotel room? That's what you think a girl who, like, you know what I mean? Like, she's coming to have sex with you,
yeah,
potentially.
You dressed up like Hugh Hefner. You should have the robe on, the little ascot. You should be just smoking a cigarette with the filter on the end of it. How you doing? But no, he didn't even take a shower.
No, I'm not asking him to be an 80-year-old man. What I'm saying is, I'm just saying, like, he looked dirty.
Right.
That hoodie was, like, so ratchet. Like, I mean, how do you not at least wear, like, a cute T-shirt? You know what I mean? Like, some good skinny jeans. Like, just look like you're going to seduce a girl. Like, do you know what I mean? That would... Even if this was a real thing and I was Haley coming there to hook up with this guy and he opened the door... And he's wearing some rank baseball cap and some cheesy hoodie. I'd be like, I made a mistake, buddy. I made a mistake. Nice knowing you. I'm out of here.
He should have looked through the peephole. There's a reason why there's a peephole in that door. You never just open up the door. But if you're waiting on a piece, I guess you don't go to the peephole. But now he learned his lesson. But I want to know what happened after that. I mean, is he living with that girl? Does he have to go get his crap?
Yeah, they were living together. They were together a year and a half. He was living with her. That's why the father was like, you do not go to that house ever again.
But my crap's there.
Well, that's why he said, unless you have an appointment.
All my North Face stuff and all my hats are there. I have to go get more hoodies and hats. How am I supposed to do that?
My other favorite North Face hoodies are all at the house.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
So. But you know, at some point, they're going to get back together because that's what happens. Yeah, they're going to get back together. She's gonna want the North Face and the hat guy. And then
I'll tell you why they're not getting back together, because the father got involved. That father will not allow his little daughter Jade to ever, believe me, he's already poisoned Jade with this guy. Like, forget it. He's toast.
And to most girls, that makes the guy in the North Face a little hotter, that the dad doesn't like him. And he really didn't cheat on her.
Not yet.
He was just kind of hanging out.
Oh, he's in a hotel room waiting for her to show up. He's about to cheat on her. And you know, here's the thing. If he's so quick to be like, sure, hotel room, you know he's been cheating on Jade for like a year. You know, this is not the first time. He's a pro. He knows which hotel room. He knows which hotel. He knows which North Face hoodie is going to
make him look the best.
Seduce them, you know.
Which hat? Yeah, how do you pick the right hat? Yeah. Oh, no, should I pick no, not that hat. Yeah, that one, the get her done hat. I'll wear that one.
And then do you take the hat off while you're getting her done?
I don't even think he takes off the hoodie.
Well, I guess he'd have to at some point.
Yeah, you don't have to.
But, oh, man, I got to tell you, like, I don't know if he's Gen Z or, like, young millennial. He got no game. The fact that she caught him so easily. Yeah, that's a huge turnoff right there.
Oh, and the dad shows up. He didn't say anything. He's like, yep, sorry. Screwed up. My bad.
He got nailed. I mean, the girl's father went with her. Like, your father goes with you? Game over.